Majestic gray whales. Hundreds of them swim in the sheltered waters of the San Ignacio Lagoon in northwestern Mexico. For generations, they've come here to breed. Their nearly 20,000-kilometer round-trip migration is the longest undertaken by any marine mammal on Earth. They face numerous threats along the way. Crews and cargo ships sometimes collide with them. Many are made sick by polluted waters. Others become tangled in fishermen's nets along the migratory routes. But gray whale expert Dr. Jorge Urban says this has been a stellar year for these giant sea mammals.
We're very happy this year because the number of whales that visit San Ignacio is four times larger than last year. We think it's because the temperature of the sea is colder.
Gray whales can weigh up to 35 tons. Whalers used to call them devilfish for the fight they put up when hunted. But now experts say they are the friendliest species of whales to humans.
This giant gray whale has just surfaced near our boat. It's about 10 meters long and could easily topple this boat if it wanted to. Now it's going to stay in this lagoon for another couple of weeks in preparation for its return journey back to the north.
Over 30 years ago, the Mexican government created programs to protect the gray whale as part of an international initiative to bring it back from the brink of extinction. Now, local fishermen are trained as conservationists to operate these boats and make certain that the interactions between the whales and humans are safe.
If we don't take care of the whales, our families won't have food on the table. We have to take care of them so that our descendants can live and work the same way.
Adult males are the first to leave the lagoon. The females and their offspring will soon follow. In a few more weeks, they'll embark on the long trip to their feeding grounds in the icy waters of the Arctic Ocean. Frank Contreras, Al Jazeera, San Ignacio Lagoon, Mexico.